Paul, what can you tell us about Nikolai Ehlers and also Anthony Peluso? Any updates on those guys?
Yeah, I think Nick's going to be fine. We'll check him tomorrow to know. Anthony, we'll get final results tomorrow, but I'm not optimistic.
Ehlers, is it in the above the eye, or where did he take the
puck? You know what, he didn't check.
Okay. What do you say when that happens? I guess that's not a frequent occurrence.
What do I say to you?
No. What do you? Well, sure.
Yeah. So it's a highly unusual play that ends up being the game winner. Liked their third. I thought the second slowed down again a bit, but we are in the box for six, and that's part of it. We'd given up five even strength shots in each of the first two periods. The pace picked up, and I like the way we played the third and when they got ahead. I liked a lot of it. Get a chance to get a lead like that and need to be a little stronger, I think, than that final stretch. But you know, Mark Scheifele played well against as good a centers as there are. I mean, there's a handful of those guys, did a good job, scores two. On the number one unit on the power play, and so it was a good game for him.
What's the biggest thing you're looking for from Mark in that number one center role down the stretch?
To do both, to be able to go out every shift against a centerman like that, and did a nice job down low. He's the guy like John Tavares is going to get some room. He's going to get loose a little bit, but be able to balance your game, to be able to be safe out there. And then the other big one is that there's a minutes change. You know, I mean, the difference between 18 and 22 is especially when you're talking about 18 against the best, and you're going to get the shutdown set of D when you have Wheeler and Ehlers on your wing. So he's seeing a different it's a different game for him right now. I like what he's doing with it.
Did you get to see the replay of the Clutterbuck slash, and what did you?
It's not on the screen, so I haven't seen it. So it's off camera when it's moving up on the program feed. I haven't looked at the overhead, but you probably won't be able to see it.
Did you see it as it happened?
No. Listen, you know what? Nobody on the ice saw it well enough. They saw something. I'm not sure what they saw. I can live with that.
Coach, the team has two home wins in 2016. They've lost nine. A lot of them have been close ones like this. How would you explain why the team hasn't been able to get the wins at home?
Yeah, we haven't played well enough here.